friends. Country been down so long, it's a must I win. Hold my place like cast iron, won't break, won't bend. Stuck them racks in an all black Camuto bag. Louis V, Drake, Dover starch, Bowman pants. Used to rock them camo.
Yes, sir. If you're not on the court playing, you should keep your mouth shut. And welcome to the First Rounders. After seemed like it's been like 8 weeks, but it ain't really been but like 2 weeks. But it just seems like yes, it's been that long. Party. But anywho, it's your boy B Willingham, aka Shamar Moore.
Damn. Okay, that was a good point.
What up, people? Oh boy.
Here we go.
That's what we do. That's what we're doing tonight. That's what we're doing tonight, huh? Okay.
That's what he's doing. He's being light skinned today. That's cool.
Very. Jeez, very.
The lightest of all light skins, Jamal Moore.
Like I said, the king of the light skins out here.
Yes.
It ain't T.I.
That man, Malcolm Winters. If you know, you know.
What up, though, my peoples? We here, man. King Leon's in the house tonight. Naldo tonight. Let's go. Been a minute, man. This is awful. It's been back together, right? Since the draft. So, but still, it's been a minute. Feel like it was a long time. So I'm glad to be back with y'all.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, what's good, everybody? This is your boy, the real Reggie. And like I said, I just see though how we get started, y'all. I can't. This man is Jamal Moore. Wow, bro.
He ain't acting either.
No, that's the bad thing about it. Real. You show me, man.
That's real.
They're serious out here about it. Yeah. But I see you, fam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see you, fam. But yeah, glad to be back, man. I said the four kings back in full effect, man. Just, you know, I know how we do, man. One more game, man. We're about to give you all this good cash shit on these sports.
Yes, yes. We're gonna keep it young and restless for y'all too. So
oh Lord. Here we go. What's up, y'all? Copa Rivers in the building. Let's get it.
Let's get it, bro. It's been a crazy last couple of weeks from, by the way, Tarif, that's a nice coffee mug you got right there.
Yes.
but like I was saying, it's been a crazy couple of weeks from the San Jose Sharks winning the NHL lottery, you know, from the Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr., you know. it's been crazy, man, you know, but. And we going doing the draft experience, which I ain't really had too much to say about it during the time y'all had the draft episode, but it was a great experience, man. Say what?
Because it got full.
Oh yeah, they got at capacity, but it was still cool, man. The people from Detroit was actually cool. Maybe it's the fact that people's coming to their city, but they were just real, real nice, man. You know. Daffing me up talking about the 49ers. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I keep telling them, man, y'all got a good team, but y'all coach is good, but that's gonna get him his aggressive is gonna get his ass fired. But yeah, it was cool, man. You know, everywhere was kind of was a spot. I forgot the place was called, but yeah, we was downtown. I kind of like the helmets they have for each of the teams, you know. Trying to think what else just about everything was cool there. Like I said, friendly for good food, you know.
Man, you got the ran into the boy C Webb.
Oh yeah, shout out to Chris Webber. Yeah, yep, that was crazy.
Yeah, I forgot what he was because I saw him on Instagram on the Atlanta VJs account. So he was in town for something. I don't know exactly what it was though, but yeah, I was funny that you was showing the state flag. Right. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was crazy too. That's probably the highlight one of the highlights of my trip. Yeah, but it was crazy, man. I'm gonna tell you, Detroit, it has its issues, you know, but they was taxing like a mug on that parking. Full stomach, they were paying about 80. Apart. I'm like,
sheesh.
80. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought downtown Atlanta was fleecy. Goodness.
Oh, nah.
They had kind of parking space was for $80.
Hey, they was doing that just because this weekend, you know, probably not.
You know it.
Probably.
You know it.
And I promise you, it's not even Patetti. You still would have got your shit knocked in. Stuff knocked in. I mean.
But the security they had up in Detroit, bruh, it was something. Everybody was there.
I mean, again, it would make sense because it being a draft.
Yep.
So that was cool. It looked like it had a lot of energy on the TV. So, you know, like it was a lot of folks out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was
teams and all that. Doing the booing and all that to Goodell.
Oh, yeah. He deserved that.
You also saw that. You said that you saw that poor ass Detroit side coming into town, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Dudes already made a song. Dudes made a song making fun of it. That's true. That
Bruh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That song. Yeah. I saw that. It was right on, I think it was Interstate 94 coming right in. I'm like, really? I mean, it was kind of nice, but I'm like, man, I said that. Yeah, that was crazy. That was cool. I don't think I could go back there anymore, but I mean, you know.
Of course.
But I'm hearing that we probably talk about this later on, but I'm hearing that Russell, they trying to get WrestleMania there for WrestleMania 42 or 43, so, you know.
Detroit.
In Detroit. But it needs to stop bullshitting and come back to the A.
Exactly. Yeah. Bro, that's what I'm saying, man. Cody Rhodes, you the champion. Cody Rhodes, you the champion.
I mean, yes.
Come on. Make this happen.
Yep.
Make this happen, Cody.
Could have had a story ended in the A.
That'd be off the chain.
Yeah. Shit, it would have been better than Philadelphia.
Yep.
They learning about that. They going like, you know what? Let's catch these domes and not these open fields because it's cold.
Exactly. Right. Open fields and warm environments.
Yeah.
But
it's just like a Super Bowl. LA. Just like a Super Bowl.
But they had a story that you know, how to warm them up anyway. So they good. So yeah, but it was a great experience. You know, I think they. It was just too many people in that city for Detroit to handle, but next
Green Bay next year, ain't it?
Or? Yeah, that's even worse. Green Bay like the size of Athens.
Woo!
Athens like 125,000. Like,
maybe it's the size of Athens. Maybe.
Yeah, I think Athens is bigger than Green Bay.
That sounds about right.
But I mean,
shout out to our folks from Green Bay who's listening in right now.
What up?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, man. If y'all don't like football, go somewhere else for the weekend because it's gonna be packed over there.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be crazy. But I would like to see it. The draft should like to have the draft in Atlanta.
Of course,
yeah.
Atlanta, ooh, yeah.
I want everything to come today.
Yeah,
well, I feel like we do need a do-over for Super Bowl.
What's that?
I think we need a do-over for Super Bowl because it wasn't as lit as I thought it was going to be.
Oh yeah, it wasn't.
Maybe because the game was trash too. But
you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know, man. Shoot, you're again as a Niners fan. Ronaldo, you know that the Rams only carry like 5,000 people wherever they go.
Yeah,
and besides that, it was just a bad game. Like it was won by like what was the score? The score was like low as hell. Like, that was like
10-3 or something crazy.
6-3, damn baseball score.
Yeah, that was the weakest Tom Brady ring. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah. But, speaking of Tom Brady. Y'all gotta check out the roast of him, bro.
I can see some of the clips. Yeah,
I saw the clips, man.
Yeah, that shit he said about that girl said about Gronk.
About the cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Me know that's not real. Like, damn.
Gronk definitely got roasted probably better than anybody else, man. But you know, no, the sickest roast was somebody who didn't even make the damn roast. Y'all saw Eli when he put on
Oh, I heard about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Eli did the same.
Eli still on Tom's neck out here, bro.
What did Eli do? I didn't catch that.
Oh no, man. Eli said that, you know what? He said that he didn't want to go to the roast of Tom Brady because he said he didn't feel like roasting him a third time.
Damn. He should have been there. If anybody, he should have been there because he's the one that, you know what I'm saying, got the dubs against Tom besides Nick Folk. Him and Nick Folk should have showed up in that bit.
Yeah. Especially
Nick Folk. Somebody said, yeah, we the ones that took down your king. How about that?
Yeah.
So some of the most squire looking motherfuckers you're ever going to see in your life.
Concept wise, I wasn't like it didn't grab my attention to be like, all right, I'm gonna watch this, because it was like I was seeing like commercials or something about it, but like, okay, well, the commercial was weird too because he looked like he was AI or whatever, the way that they had
him. He did, for real.
Wait, it was like it looked like he was like put his face on somebody else's body or whatever. But anyway. Like the promotion of it was okay, that might be cool, but then I kept hearing it was fun, like it was actually for real roasting.
They went in. Yeah. And then old Butter said, I think he was saying something about Robert Kraft, and then Tom Brady went through there like, yo, stop that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the one guy that Tom wasn't gonna allow to be, you know, roasted out here.
Yeah. That man said anything go, my wife, my ex-wife, everything, but Robert Kraft is off limits.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you can say?
Anything else? You had a green light.
Yeah, he did.
Like, what? But Bob Kraft, you better keep your mouth shut, man. You can give you that Will Smith treatment. Keep his mouth, I mean, keep his name out of your mouth.
That's what it
was. Right.
Man.
Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, it was funny. I mean, I thought it was going to be kind of whack. But I was like, damn, they done going in on Tom Brady.
Yes, if there was somebody who was going to catch these jokes, it was definitely Tom. But I just didn't realize it was going to be as long as it was, though.
That's me thing, either, man. But that shit was funny like as hell. Hours. It was. Then that girl, I forgot her name, though. She was just saying, like,
she was live.
She was like,
if that's the one you were talking about, she was live. She was like, the funny thing she said to me was like, something about how your ex-wife was with a home taking karate class for 8 months and still had a white belt.
Then she was talking about stuff about Tom Brady saying he can't do anything. So then in the end she said, please. Then she just said, Tom would not make me come tonight. I was like, damn.
She was going off.
She was going in.
Hey, but she was funny. I'm like, okay, yeah,
she was.
She might be she might need to be the person to be doing the roasts or whatever, because she was going off. Like, everything I was watching was clips of her.
Hell, even Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had his moments.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. Yeah, I saw some of the Kevin Hart clips. So.
But yeah, we're not really here to talk about damn Tom Brady. We're here to talk about, yeah.
We can talk about Tom Brady getting roasted, absolutely.
Yeah, we can talk about him getting roasted. But.
That was a good time. We talked about 10 minutes with Tom Brady. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The first round of all shows.
Wow.
For someone who got drafted in the sixth round.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was like going on this past weekend. We had back class coming from a lit-ass city in France. I think it was Lyon.
Lyon, France, man.
Lyon, France, bro. You talking about it was lit.
But like you said, because you all know, they still talk, and this shows you that we haven't been off for that long. But of course, you know, PN and A, and they're still talking about the draft. And I kid y'all not, man, if anybody who's not living in the city, 929 the game, local media is still talking about the draft pick, and we still, you know, getting think pieces. We still having folks, you know. We have an Albert Breers, you know, still talking about, you know, the thought process that was, you know, going on. Man, I had no idea that this pick was going to be, you know, the, I mean, I knew it was going to have some legs, but damn it, we'd be on 2 weeks in, and we still get fresh perspectives on this one draft pick, yo. I almost feel kind of, you know, I almost feel kind of honored, you know, being a Falcons fan that, you know, so many eyes, you know, and so many people, you know, have been, you know, studying our pick the way they have.
It was a crazy pick, man. It was really the you know what I'm saying, the topic of the night, like, for real, because that was so left field for it to happen. So now, you know, it's off season too, so there's nothing else to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Even, I think, isn't Kirk is throwing right now, ain't he? Guys got
yep.
Like,
yep, Kirk's going. Yeah, like I said, they have that little, you know, off season training going on. So yeah, they have pictures of you know, Kirk going. So yeah, we have all that going on right now. And yeah, man, again, y'all, if for anybody who watched the draft party, if you did, we appreciate it. Again, we appreciate y'all tapping in. As always, y'all know how we do. We do the entire first round. Y'all know, man, we do the entire first round. Like I said, we don't take off. We're the first rounders. So we cover the entire first round. We covered all 4 hours.
That's so, it.
So y'all could have jumped in at any time to join your boys. So we definitely appreciate it, man. But again, as you know, the resident Falcons fan, I mean, y'all saw my reaction to it, man. And again, how, like Ronaldo said, nobody expected us to – Well, at least I didn't expect the Falcons, you know, to choose, you know, to go quarterback eighth overall, though. But again, like I said, I've had 2 weeks to cool off from that night. But again, to tell y'all the truth, I get the rationale of what they're doing. I mean, again, you don't. If the Kirk, you know, signing it works out the way you're supposed to, or it's supposed to, then you're not going to be able to be in a place, you know, to select the franchise quarterback for the next 3 years or so. Like, hey, again, it's overcorrection because again, this is what you should have done in 2021. So, you know, like, hey, we're not going to be caught lacking in the most important position in team sports. So again, I completely get it, but still, even after 2 weeks, especially with Rome Odunze being there, I think I'd have the word that does something to at least help the fact that, you know, I have a present quarterback that I'm going to, you know, that I'm going to help in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, I'm not going to give it, you know, the absolute heat. Some folks have given it because, like I said, unfortunately, we're not going to know if this is a good or bad pick in the next few years. Because again, if Penix is playing anytime, you know, before 2026, then something is going wrong. He's clearly there, you know, to do the Jordan Love thing, for lack of a better comparison, but.
Yeah, if you got him playing anytime for 2026, and you done wasted $100 million, so, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He wasted $100 million for real, man.
Yeah, you know, I can use $100 million, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey.
This guy can use $100 million.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know.
I definitely you use $100 million if Arthur Blank is stroking checks like that, man. Shit.
You know, if you just willy nilly signing them things.
Broken.
So, hey.
Broken checks, boy.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely be into it, man. But again, I understand. It should have been done. If this was done 3 years ago, we'll be talking about Arthur Smith still being the coach of the Falcons, probably. If it would happen, but again, I think it was definitely an overcorrection, and I mean they did draft three more defensive linemen, you know, towards the not three more four more defensive linemen if you count the edge guys, at, you know, towards the draft. So they did, you know, at least address that. But I'm just surprised that the edge for Washington actually lasted as long as he did. Man, we actually get him in the third round. I thought he was a pretty good prospect that at least would have gone sometime in the second, though. But Braylon Trice, I think, you know, maybe, you know, something. Hopefully he can turn into something. Man. Reverse our history with getting edge rush. Definitely hoping that he could be able to do that though. But yeah, again, this is a big gamble by Fontenot and Morris, man. And again, we know that everybody has a different draft board. Some prospects are ranked differently, you know, by different teams compared to others. But they apparently really like Penix. They like Penix a lot, man. I said again, they had Penix as their second quarterback next to Jaden Daniels right after Caleb Williams. Well, apparently they didn't like Spencer Rattler as much as we thought. But hey, but De Niro's team then, so hey, Rattler is going to be a Saint now. So good for him.
Yeah. If that turns out to be anything, that'll be interesting. I can say at least going back over, the Niners actually went, you know what I'm saying, went 180 and did something totally different. And we didn't really go all court for defensive ends ourselves because we loaded up at defensive end in the offseason for free agency. So it was interesting. I'm interested in this first round pick and Ricky Parcell. Like, this is an interesting pick that we got in this wide receiver. That's why I was about to ask you three. I was asking you in the group chat, like, you know what I'm saying, who is this cat, Ricky Parcell from Florida?
The best one we had.
Oh no, Pearsall got game. Pearsall got game, bro.
He the best one we had. He just came. He transferred from Arizona State, and his best seasons were with the Florida Gators. But he, like I said, he the best one we had. I told you his stats. Hey man, he was the best one we had. I didn't think we would have one that was good enough to go in the first round. But hey. You know how y'all pick him, 49ers, and he's 6'1", so he's probably going to be slot receiver going up the middle and catching that thing and riding out, man.
That's why I'm just wondering how this is going to affect, again, how this is going to affect the futures of Ayuk and Debo. That's the most interesting thing about this.
Woo-hoo!
Thing about that, too, because I was thinking about that as well. Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Thoughts in my head, like, wow, we getting rid of somebody, huh? There's something going on. But press conference coming up. John Lynch was talking. You know what I'm saying? John Lynch also went on, I think, Pat McAfee's show. He was, like, explaining that, look, we rolling with everybody. We rolling with Debo. We rolling with IU. We rolling with Parcell. Pearsall. Is it Pearsall or Parcell? Pearsall?
No, the Pearsall.
Yeah, we rolling with Pearsall. We rolling with the other cat that they drafted two into the draft. So, it's like, they running with all the wide receivers. So, at least for this year, it's going to be the game's coming back. So it should be – it was kind of iffy. It was touch and go for me. And they're like, oh, man, Ayuk or Debo is going to be gone. But they're here. So I ain't worried about it now. It's like I'm happy that they still there. Hopefully a deal can still get done with Ayuk. I'm guessing that's still getting ironed out. The way the wide receiver market is, though, you know, it's like they need to do something now before – he's asking for too much. But I mean, I want him to get his money too, but you know, it's gonna be costly on the 49ers end, and they willing to wait like that. So because you got Justin Jefferson about to get what, $50 million, $40 million a year. Because he about to drinks truck.
Justin Jefferson is never gonna get paid. Like I said, again, if I'm on Ross St. Brown, I mean he's a very good, don't get us wrong, he's definitely a very, very good wide receiver though, but yeah, he's not Justin Jefferson. So you know, Justin Jefferson is about to.
AJ Brown got $32 million. AJ Brown is legit the most expensive wide receiver right now. So it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure did get that. He sure did get his.
Okay. I'm about to get paid. So you know. In between somewhere in the middle, IU needs to get his, you know, go ahead, get this locked in and loaded too. And we're just running with wide receivers galore now, man. I just like the fact that there was going deeper and deeper into the draft picks. This was Shanahan's pick. So Shanahan is a wide receiver dude. He was a wide receiver at Texas. And he loves, you know what I'm saying, picking wide receivers. He was, you know, that's his thing. So if he chose them for a reason. So it's a tailor-made pick.
So speaking of wide receivers, because we saw Carolina trade up into the draft to get to trade back up into the first round to get a wide receiver, Xavier Leggett, yeah, Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, and he could tell he's from you know, back. He's from Low Country, South Carolina, Mister.
I mean, and he sound like
Mister Leggett. That's what I'm saying. He's from the Low Country.
If an alien could come down here on Earth and you had to point him out to a country person, you could point out to him because that man is country. He is country. But he is country.
And I'm trying to figure out, man, who's going to be. It's going to be fun covering him, but I think it's going to, bro. If y'all have it, because I don't know how many Bills fans we have listening to us, though, man. They could probably tell us, though, man. But shoot, man, if y'all have it, y'all need to watch Keon Coleman's first press conference with the Bills and his first 24 mm-hmm. hours with the Bills, too, man. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a fun dude to follow throughout his career. That man had the tongue from Macy's. Rich knows.
What up, Richard?
Rich, what's up, baby?
Yeah, interesting. It was interesting to see his pick. The wide receivers, I'm interested in seeing all these wide receivers in the draft, see what they're gonna do. I'm definitely interested in seeing what these quarterbacks are gonna do because they all got picked up through the first. So I'm thinking nine out of those 10 might not do much, but you know, you might have one or two that's gonna, you know, go off. Being maybe Caleb, one maybe, I don't know who might got going. They might both look bad. It might all look bad for this first year.
Yeah, like I said, y'all know who I think is going to turn out to be anything. At least out of the ones that got picked in the top 10.
You talking about what's his name? The guy that went to the first pick.
Vikings. Yeah.
Vikings.
Mm.
Yeah, McCarthy, absolutely.
Maybe.
I think he's Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson 2.0.
I think of two things when you say that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because in one of my fantasy leagues, I have Justin Jefferson as a keeper. I don't want his numbers to go down because he was good. So I'm like,
the Vikings should have picked that boy. Oh, yeah, man.
I mean,
it is what it is, man. He just picked somebody who ain't gonna do it for him.
They got Sam Darnold, so maybe. I don't know. They start him off slow. I don't know. Who knows?
But yeah, the draft was definitely funny. It was definitely good. Big time. Oh yeah. What were your thoughts on the Jags draft, T?
I will see what happens, man. It was a good draft. I just really hate that we only have one year with the young man that went to the Tennessee Titans, but he got paid, so I'm happy for him for that. But hopefully he doesn't lose it all gambling up here in good old Nashville. But yeah, man, we'll see what happens with the Jaguars, man.
I got Brian Thomas. I actually like that. I like y'all's first round pick. Yeah, Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I like it. I like it as well, man. We gotta go to training camp. Gotta go to OTAs, preseason. Well, if good old Goodell lets us have a preseason, I don't know. He talking about two games and then an 18 game regular season. Like Jesus Christ. But yeah, man, we'll see what happens, man. I like the picks, but we'll just see how it falls into place when it comes to that 53-man roster when it's time for the regular season to get popping.
All right then.
But yeah, man, that's all I got, man. I'm not gonna get too excited, man. I'm glad we got good pieces on the team already. We add a couple pieces and see how they fall into place, and work out and get the chemistry over the summer, and then see how it goes from there, man. That's all I got on the Jags, man. But hey, it's all Jags all day, every day. I got the Jag tag on the front of the Malibu, and just about every time I go into the goddamn base, somebody got something to say about the Jaguars. So hey, man, it's always something to talk about. Ain't nobody said Titans. I got a lot of people that there's one guy, he's from Jacksonville. So me and him good when I come through the gate. And it's another guy, he loves the Cleveland Browns. I'm like, bro, I don't have nothing against the Cleveland Browns, bro. They're not even somebody we see two times a year. So I ain't even worry about them. So, but he always got something to say. But it's always somebody got something to say. That's if they like NFL, they'll say something about the Jags when I come through, man. So it's all good, man. It's all good. But we're gonna have a good. I feel like we're gonna have a good season, a better season than last season. Just get all them pieces to fit, man. That I just hope they have a good off season, come in the preseason, bang it, and then hit the regular season and see what happens in them first four games of the regular season, and see what happens, man. But I like the picks, and I hope we get some other deals so we can protect good old Trevor Lawrence back there. So he can pass or give ETN the ball and keep it moving, man. That's it. That's it. Get it out to them wide receivers, man. Hope the motherfuckers can catch. I hope they ain't going to be like the wide receivers for the Chiefs next year, because, hey, we need everybody catching something. Catch everything that come to you. Catch. If it hits you in both your hands, bring it on in. I don't care. I hope you at least 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. But if you catch right on line of scrimmage, hey, make some yards. Make somebody miss and keep going.
I can't even make fun of Kansas City wide receivers, because when it counted the most, they did catch the ball. So, whatever.
I mean, they did, but I mean, regular season they were known for dropping that bitch.
Going on with their off-field issues.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be known for dropping a damn thing, except for dropping the ball in the fucking end zone, spiking that bitch. That's all we need to be known for.
Just watch out for the Texans, my guy. That's all I can say.
Yeah, right. two times out of the year,
because they got better.
We can let them. We're probably gonna let them get one, but I hope we just split it. I hope we split it with them, because them boys, good, man. So we don't want no issues with them. We don't want no issues. No issues. Just some good games. That's all, man.
Texas. No blowouts. Might have been the team to win the overall offseason this year. Offseason already. If we keep it above, bro, they move like a contender for the offseason so far.
And I became a fan. I became a fan of CJ Stroud a little bit more, man. I love his commentating. Michael Parsons, them two, I think they're getting a podcast or something together.
Yeah, him and Michael Parsons. Yeah, man. I didn't realize. Him and Michael, that's a good pair.
Yeah, I would never thought that, but I guess
no, not at all.
They're fun. I love their commentating, and just makes it even worse. Like, damn, CJ is just even better now. Like, he even has a good personality now. So let's keep going. Now you balling.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah. But man, yeah, I was talking about, we were talking about WWE Backlash and how lit that France was.
Yeah, man.
What is Leon? Is Leon France? Lion France? Yeah, them what was lit. Oh.
They really showed off that they wanted that, because I saw the press conference afterwards, and Triple H on Paul Levesque was like, they was really wanting a pay-per-view. Premium live event now, I guess that's what they call it.
Yeah, pay-per-view. It's still a pay-per-view to me.
It's weird calling it that, but I'm going to get used to it sooner or later. But they really wanted that now, and they showed it, and when they got it, and then they were just live, man. That energy from beginning to end was just good. Like,
oh, it was lit.
I was expecting a cool premium live event, but I got something better, because they were just, every match was live. Like, a match that I thought I was going to be mid was good, because the crowd was good.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd was giving up all the energy. Like, everybody that came out to the ring was probably like, you know what? I can go hard with this. And the biggest part was the Jey Uso entrance.
Oh, yeah, they was lit. Where Jey Uso is over.
It was so live, they started playing it in other arenas. It didn't get as much pop. But when Jey came out,
he
went off. Like, he felt like he was king of the world when he was walking to the ring.
Yeah, they got to let this man get the title one day. Then win Money in the Bank or something.
Man, what I'm hoping is that folks that's in the States, not downplaying the folks in the States, but kind of am. Like, the folks in the States need to take notes, because like, if you can go live like those cats in France, like, it makes the shows so much better. Like, it just makes everything so much better.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it helps. It even helps the wrestlers. Like, the wrestlers feed off that energy.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They're looking around like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if anybody, it's a weird commentary off of it, but like, AJ Styles got the biggest pop off that energy for them.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be the heel.
Right. Like, he's looking around, because like, they had a whole little like song and dance for AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Had to go into a rabbit hole and find out what is this? Cause it was cool as hell at that time. AJ Styles did something. And you know what I'm saying? They just went off. So like, man, it might be something cool if AJ might win or something. Like, it was just pushing off the energy just like that. AJ was man, of course, because Cody's not gonna be losing his belt the first time like that.
Oh nah, he's not losing his belt for a while.
Not even. But it made it a good match, though, and then, you know, it was a cool. What do you think about it, man? What you thought about the? I know we're kind of skipping off the match, but like the AJ Styles Cody Rhodes match, what you thought about it?
I thought it was good. It wasn't the best match. It wasn't the best match of the night. The first match was the best match to me. I think it was because they gave that. It was that energy that the fans gave made it so lit.
But
I mean, you know, if it's two wrestlers who actually can wrestle, you know, they're gonna put on a show. I mean, but yeah, I enjoyed that match with Cody and AJ Styles. But I said the first match was the best match, and they loved on some Kevin Owens too.
And
Randy Orton.
It was they did, and then that bloodline thing is getting deep now.
Oh, that's getting deep. So,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that bloodline's getting.
Yeah.
Now, especially with the addition to, I call him the Samoan Timberland. And then I'm getting him confused with Tua Tagovailoa, but it's Tua.
Yeah, right. He ain't got no concussions.
So, like, man, it's interesting to see how it's gonna pan out, because it was funny. The funny thing about that whole match was that they got live, like that move went got thrown to the table, to the chairs off the top rope. And like, then that's when Tua came out. That was crazy. And then after all that ended, you have Paul Heyman looking crazy.
He don't know what the hell's going on right now.
There was a scene in the back, like, it was a cut. he was looking at Jey Uso was getting ready to go on, and then Solo and the crew was walking past him, and then Paul Heyman like,
he was like shaking his head, like, I don't know what to say, bro.
Help me.
Yeah.
Like, help.
But I mean, I like it. I like how they doing that with the bloodline. Letting Roman Reigns, I guess, take him time off. Maybe he'll come back during SummerSlam. Who knows? SummerSlam, yeah. I say Survivor Series. That'd be something dope, right, though. Maybe a War Games with them.
Yeah, I was saying, I was thinking War Games, but he has to come back when it's like at the very height of like the bloodline about to blow up and it's like crazy and everything is falling apart, like it's going getting out of hand, and then somebody has to come in to stop it, and it's kind of gonna be Roman Reigns. They're like, okay, coming in, like, all right, that's enough, y'all. This is not how this gonna work. And that little Civil War / Wolfpack NWO Black and White gonna start going down.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna see Roman and the Usos get back together.
Oh yeah, I can see that happening. My coworker said it's looking like it's gonna be a Roman Reigns face turn. So, which I can dig that.
Yeah,
but it's absolutely gonna be that, and I'm gonna let y'all know right now. I think it's eventually soon. You know, again, when he gets time off from his movies, The Rock's gonna be the one who's actually pulling the strings. It's pulling the strings, you know, going to be the new tribal chief of this version of the bloodline.
Yeah, I can see that too. Roman Reigns versus The Rock.
Yeah, this is how you get Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania. This is exactly how you do it.
Because he said he went ahead to get the head at the table too.
That makes it way more better than what it was. You have to worry about coming out of the belt. Cool, blah, blah, blah. Take that part off. Yeah, Roman Reigns. Usos, and I'm guessing he's gonna have to add some folk. You gotta add one more person to the crew.
I think Jacob fought too, because he's been rumored. He's been rumored to be joining. To have been joining him for a minute. So.
Do you feel like Nia Jax is gonna be part of this somewhere in the line? She's on SmackDown now.
I'm down with that.
I need Naomi to be out of this.
Yes.
She's been awesome, by the way, on Nia doing her farewell from Fee. What up, though?
I do need something. I do need something like detailed cars, you know, especially like the on the tires. I like I can clean it up. So yeah, I'd be glad when it comes
on
in,
the tires.
On the tires, you know, get that side of that jersey and just scrub them tires. Oh yeah.
You know. Think about him. He was talking about the he got 30 folks that can go into the NFL.
Yeah, that guy right there. And can y'all tell me this right here? Who is his dad?
Got a king.
Guy named Doc.
Exactly. So
the guy that came in.
Shoot, he almost gonna got pinned in himself, man, with that hot take.
I won't be surprised if he shows up on Minnesota. I mean, on Milwaukee next year.
Oh, you already know it. You already know it, Ronaldo.
He's gonna be a Milwaukee Buck along with Giannis and his brothers.
Somebody said the Nations he can get the max contract.
Yeah, like somebody get the max contract. How? That's crazy. That's okay. It's not as good hits, but man, nepotism at its finest.
Free, yeah. We're talking about a free ride, y'all. I'm talking about a free ride.
That's why you can't. That's why I'm like, Doc can't say nothing about LeBron if he wants his son to be on the Lakers.
Yeah,
that can't have no kind of conversation or argument if LeBron drafts his son on the Lakers, because you got Giannis and both his brothers on Milwaukee Bucks sitting there just chilling. Collecting checks
in the cut,
just chilling. Got a ring too. Like, wait, what? Okay. And what did y'all contribute? Okay. Did y'all?
Side note: since we all in basketball, the Cavaliers are absolutely whooping the Boston Celtics' ass right now.
Ooh.
Oh, whooping ain't the word.
Ooh,
it really is. It really is. And Joe, I was like, I just tuned into it, man. I'm taking it.
Man, they going. Hey, Cleveland is going Diddy on Boston.
Well,
I wasn't going to expect a whooping like that. know, Boston was getting Boston was really just kind of like, you know, saying, skating their way into the finals, like with no kind of trouble. But there you go.
Yeah.
And this is why nobody trusts them. Trust them when it comes to winning the big one.
All right.
But I guess to almost pigtail back on to Backlash, that was definitely just a great moment just to show like how many love that sport and got that energy in there. I really hope the crowds here start using that and kind of going with that too, like kind of bouncing off. It hasn't been really kind of going. When I saw Raw and SmackDown after that, I'm gonna see what's gonna happen on SmackDown tomorrow. But like, if they started using that energy, shooting up. So, and I like the fact that they're doing a lot of the PL Premium Live Events, PLEs. And they're doing a lot of the PLEs in overseas now. So Saudi Arabia,
as they should. I mean, that's smart, getting exposure overseas. I mean, and you know they probably don't. You know they don't have those little tours like. Like how we normally get them, because I know we got some coming up in. It's coming up. It's one coming up in Macon, I think, this weekend.
House shows.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be good. Like I'm saying, King of Rings gonna be awesome. So I'm gonna see how that works.
That's gonna be dope, right there.
Yeah. So I'm liking the new. I'm liking the setup. I get the whole draft. To be honest with you, I don't think they need to do the draft like that no more. They gotta probably not gotta switch it up because the draft. If the WWE draft is going to be how it is, I get it because you don't want to lose your roster as opposed to gaining the roster. But it's going to have to probably figure out something else because those two draft nights was, you know what I'm saying? All right, nothing.
They should start on Monday, then Friday. I mean, they really should not have started like during – they should have did the week after the NFL draft. That's just my opinion. But I mean,
sure, it don't matter, man. If the draft is pretty much gonna be chalk,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why y'all wasting? Why y'all wasting folks' time? Yeah. That's the thing. All right.
Yeah, it's basically a way, really, for the NXT stars to come on up. Like,
you know what I'm saying, let it be like a two draft, like you drafting NXT folks. You know what I'm saying, like.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, let it maybe if you're getting another wrestler from SmackDown to Raw, let it be like a free agency thing or a trade. Yeah. Kind of make it like that. But, like, them drafting each other's roster is kind of dumb. So,
yeah.
Or chalk, because, like you said, it's like nobody's going nowhere. So,
not to mention, they're going to be on each other's shows a month after anyway. So,
yeah let them. And I got this crazy idea. Like, you know, I'm gonna say Trick Williams. Let's say next year, he said I'm gonna enter in the WWE draft. You know,
yeah, like
NXT, and you know, and he can get drafted by either or, you know, something like that. Make it kind of interesting.
When it worked was when Carmelo got drafted to SmackDown, right? So he came out all with, you know what I'm saying, like confident, you know, beating his chest, and you're like, you know what, I got drafted. You know what I'm doing? I want to go against Cody Rhodes. You know?
Yes.
Like, let's go off on that. Like, let them boys shine when they get on there. And what's my guy that went to Raw? He had a really good match.
Oh, that guy. Talking about Lil Gunther?
Yeah. Lil Walt.
Yeah. Lil Gunther, yeah.
Had a really good match. Like, okay, doing the thing. Like, just make it more focused on NXT being the draft.
Exactly, yeah. Like, just how, like, we have college athletes coming to the pros. Let's do it like that.
Yeah.
And then we can have, you know, draft day trades, you know, trade somebody from SmackDown for, you know, two draft picks, something like that. You mean, you be trying to make it as real as it can be, do something
that's
like that.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Two draft picks. I throw in some good ideas every now and then.
Imagine, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're trading Bianca Blair to the Raw for the number one pick or something. Like, you know,
not for 2026 draft picks.
You know what I'm saying?
And cash considerations.
Like, let's pop off.
For a player to be named later.
Oh, hold on. I got one. They trade somebody for like Gabe Stevenson, but they bought his contract, and that means he's released.
that would have been a crazy way to release somebody. Though, that would have been hilarious, bro. You know, the Cape seems to have been released after
pick up his whole contract
and trade.
We just take it.
Cape seems to have released after a trade and sign.
Yeah, he's like, wait, what happened? He's gonna be on Twitter all acting crazy. Like, wait, huh?
Then they can have somebody like, you know, let's just say. I'm trying to think of somebody. Let's say AJ Styles, he's gonna be a free agent next year. You know, he can be having like he's been talking with what's the guy's name? I get those wrong. General manager's name. He's been talking with them for so and so. Then next week he's gonna talk with so and so, and he's gonna make his own decision. It'd be a decision like they did with Raw with LeBron James back in 2010.
Yeah. at the Performance Center or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Or just him in the city. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Play your office or something. But yeah. Basically, just make it more streamlined. Yeah. Do NFL draft.
Yeah.
Focus.
You know what else would be better? To have Mel Kiper Jr. on there.
Yeah,
you know, like the best available product.
Yeah, you be like, why y'all? But like, yeah, get somebody that like, you know what I'm saying, make it even better. But it, I feel like they kind of work itself in. But I give them the grace period with it. It's cool. I like how everything's still shaped out now.
Yeah,
like, dude, rosters are cool because I do like having damage control on Raw now, and the LWO being on Raw, so like it's cool. And then like Phantasma is like, all right, see y'all later. But before you go, Carlito, I'm gonna show you this video. Boom,
hi, bro, hi. That was so damn funny.
Yeah, I don't worry about that no more.
That was so funny.
Well, some old ass 1995 videotape.
What was it down? What is it? GTV.
Yeah. What kind of video? But all right, we go with it, right? But yeah, like I like the way everything is like still shaped up now. Yeah. I'm still feeling SmackDown a little bit more than Raw, but Raw is still awesome too.
Yeah,
y'all show, you know what I'm saying? So.
And I smell it ain't gonna be right now. I smell a baby face turn for Damian Priest. I think they're gonna turn on him. Judgment Day is.
That's definitely about
that. That's gonna happen. Finn Balor's gonna be feuding with Finn Balor, I think.
Mm-hmm. He almost hemmed that man up on Backlash.
Yeah.
After them jumping on Jay like that, he like looked at him like, man, what you doing? Like,
yeah.
He almost took that man out right there and there. So yeah, I see a Damian Priest face turn, but then what's gonna happen with Rhea when she come back?
Ooh, good. That's a good question.
I think Rhea's gonna be a face. I think I definitely think Rhea is a really outgrowth. Like I said, honestly, Judgment Day has served its purpose. Like I said, it's really got over, you know, everybody said to a certain extent. Again, said Priest had no direction, you know, before the group.
Yeah.
Said, damn, Finn had no direction really like that before the group. Rhea was still, you know, Rhea was still suffering from Charlotte Flair syndrome. So really, Judgment Day has really put everybody on a certain path, and as y'all see, so people were mad when Liv Morgan, you know, Liv Morgan took her out, though. So yeah, Rhea's going to come back and be one of the bigger faces of the company.
Speaking of Liv Morgan, I'm loving this heel turn of hers.
Love the heel turn, man, but you still got to work on the promo, though, man. Her promo
it's trash. Yeah, it's trash, but I just
promos are still.
I like how she did Becky Lynch when Damage Control was about to attack them. She just jumped out the ring like
it dip on her ass. And Becky, I don't know. I'm kind of giving Becky Lynch a go around.
I think Becky's transitional. Becky's going to drop again. I think the money will be again when Rhea comes back. She gets to get back on Liv. I think Liv's going to get that title off of. Liv's going to get that title off of Becky.
Yeah,
I think so too.
And we'll be surprised if it is at King and Queen of the Ring.
Yeah,
I feel like that. I feel like that's going to happen. A title change is going to happen on something's going to happen. Meanwhile, with title change, I'm hoping Awesome Truth keep their tag belts.
Yeah,
down under to lose their belts.
I kind of like, I actually like, I mean, I like Austin Theory in a way, just because he's from down Locust Grove, ain't he?
Yeah, I was about to say, man. I was definitely about to say McDonald. Damn.
Yeah. I would have said Forsyth.
That makes more sense too.
I mean, Forsyth is more close to down to where he is now. I'm at Atlanta.
He's gonna use Atlanta though for real. But yeah, I mean, I kind of don't. They're cool for right now, but I kind of want to see their title get off hand, go to somebody more.
And I can see them in the single doing singles competition good.
Yeah, Austin. Hey. Austin, go ahead and start hitting up that U.S. belt.
Yeah, I already. If Vince was there, dang, what's name with if Vince was there, Austin Theory would be the champion right now.
Yeah, I was just about to say Austin would be then both champions. He would got both.
I don't know, man. Again, Vince like star fucking, so Logan probably still would have held onto that belt if Vince.
Oh,
still
yeah. There.
Vince was like star fucking, y'all. Pause.
Yeah. That was actually my last time seeing Vince live was when he introduced Theory out. Like,
that was so damn funny.
Yeah, that was a weird ass introduction, but cool.
Now, Austin probably would have broke Walt's record as IC champion if Vince was still running things.
Yep.
Yeah.
He would have.
And what y'all thought about the women's match between Naomi, Becky Lynch, and Tiffany Stratton?
I didn't see it. Like I said, unfortunately, I didn't see any of backlash.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Yeah. Tiffany would have gone. I'm really liking Tiffany Stratton.
She's got up next, I think.
She has that deal. To me, she has that hit thing.
She does. I like her finishing move though, for real. The World Pity is on Moonsault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's petty as hell. Yeah. And I gave props to Naomi for taking the fall for that. You know what I'm saying? Getting Bayley to win, and then they do the little hug, like, you know, you did your thing, girl, blah blah blah. You know, she's working it for the women's division with it, so it's a cool match. Bayley's still holding it down for what it is. I want Bayley to hold on to the belt for a little bit longer. But the match was really good, to be honest with you. All in all,
It was.
They all had it was one of the top tier matches from that night. Besides, the main event and the first match, I want to say probably that's my second favorite match.
Yeah, I ain't said anything about the women's tag team championship match.
Yeah, so that match was bad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it lasted kind of longer than I thought it would have.
It was cool that they got the belts. That was really dope, but it was a confusing ass match because I didn't know who was legal. I don't think they know who was legal. The referee was pointing at KO, and she was not in there. And then everybody else was moving around, and then all of a sudden Jade just came in and like, here you go, blue. And then they covered each other, got the cover and got the belt. So I'm like, okay, but it was just a confusing ass match. So I'm like, wasn't the prettiest, but. It's good to have for Jade and Bianca to be the tag champs because Jade can kind of, you know what I'm saying, kind of hang out with Bianca a little bit more until she, you know, do her thing with the wrestling.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Or to be a tag. Well, it was out of that or they were going to do the, they were doing that Goldberg route, which they was doing, her just coming in and beating up on old girl all the time.
Yeah, they did that in AEW, so I think they were going to go undefeated.
You can only come in and kick her in the chest and pin her so many times, man. So, can't be your only moveset no more. Like, you just can't come in and kick her in the chest and then pin.
Right.
But I mean, Bron Breakker's doing the same thing too, though. So,
he got up next too. They might let him win Money in the Bank. I don't know. It might be too soon for that. But
yeah. He's in that same. I feel like I like him, but he's in that same boat as Jade because he's doing the same thing. He's coming out doing his little 50 miles an hour. Broke the rope.
Dip. Yeah, that's kind of
funny. Spear and then go after 5 seconds. Like, okay.
Yep.
He do got a nice ass fade though. I give him that.
He got a what now?
Nice ass black man fade.
Oh yeah, you know he man. You know he from the A.
Yeah.
I think he up in he from Woodstock. So, you know.
Yeah, he is.
they might have gentrified up in Woodstock. You know.
Yeah, he could be. He could be could be borderline Canton, but.
Borderline Canton. Oh shit. But man, yeah. Yeah, like I said, that was a good weekend.
For
wrestling, but we also had a good weekend for basketball as well.
Like I said, we're good weekend for basketball. We're not because we are in the playoffs officially. When the games matter, and of course, you know, playoffs, we get to learn a lot of things. We get to learn, you know, again, who's really about that life and who's been prepping the fraud for the past 82 games. You know who prepped the fraud for the past 82 games? Well, they really didn't, though, because they really didn't have that strong of a year. But everybody thought they were going to be one of the top three, you know, contenders. Not just in their respective conference, though, but for the year. They're in, like, most people's top threes, but... If there is something, because I know so Brandon's been harping on this though, but I think one of the best things that we have seen happen so far in these playoffs is the fact that I personally thought that, you know, the so-called super team era was pretty much died with the Brooklyn Nets experience. I think it was on the way out. But if there's something that shows that, again, that building rosters solely based on three superstars that don't exactly meld together, if there was one thing that showed us that shit ain't going to fly, it was this year when the Phoenix Suns got swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves in the first round. And now everybody in the Phoenix Suns organization is looking crazy as hell, including that brand new owner who wanted to come on national television and lie to the American people's face about the state of the Suns.
Man, they're bad, man. They're looking real bad. Fire the coach.
Going outside out here, Ronaldo.
Just fired old boy in there.
Goose, they talking about they want to be a replacement though.
Who?
Mike Budenholzer.
They just doing a merry-go-round of wasted coaches right now, man.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's just a round of.
But Budenholzer is actually from Phoenix though, man. So it'll be like it'll pretty much be a homecoming for him.
Yeah,
if he does get that job.
That's like the fourth coach in 4 years, ain't it, for Phoenix? How many? Each coach didn't last more than a year, so it's been funny how Phoenix is just like whatever. But they're paying him all that money. That coach Vogel's gonna be good because he got all that money still. So he had a multi-year contract too, didn't he?
They all do. They all get these multi-year contracts.
And they're gone after 1 year. Come on, man! Crazy.
Yeah, they're not built again. The players aren't fit again. Like I said, that owners not giving coaches time. You know. To build whatever, not build their coach. Again, you can't build when people are expecting so much. Like I said, they're not expecting, you know, results gradually. Actually building, they're expecting results yesterday. We actually get these rosters, man. In fact, I think, you know, early this week we saw Darvin Ham got fired. From the Lakers, and he's only been there 2 years.
Good for him.
And then they're talking about, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring Budenholzer over there. Like, it's just a whole, like, it's like an inner circle. Like, we're just going to keep passing them around. Like, get that one you want to get that coach you want to. Or, like, but you made the point right there. Like, the super team deal is really getting burned out now, man, because this is really – to be honest with you, this is from what I'm seeing, and again, I'm not having. I really wish I pay more, put more perspective into the NBA during that season. I know there's a lot of folks that's been listening to podcasts that's like way a lot better, more knowledge with the NBA than I would. But from how I'm looking at it, this is officially the young man's game now. This is like the young cats that are blowing up that took the years to develop. This is their league now. Like these, the older cats are getting ready to get pushed out.
Like but you also said it too, man. They're getting time to develop. And even though, again, somebody like the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are definitely way, but again, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the Houston Texans of the NBA. Again, young team that we didn't see blowing up this year as fast as they did. Not only did they blow up, they got the number one seed, you know, in the entire Western Conference. And even though Shai Gilgeous Alexander isn't a homegrown source, quote unquote, and in fact, y'all think that the Clippers would make that trade if they knew what Shai Gilgeous was going to be? You don't think they regret that now?
I think we knew it was going to be a problem after the FIBA World Cup. I think, but
wasn't
he a part of that Paul George trade?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He was part of the Paul George trade.
Crazy hindsight.
Damn, yeah, it is.
It absolutely is. All those picks they've been getting, though, after, you know what I'm saying, Lengo, Durant, Harden, they all of them getting all those picks in return. You know
they getting a shitload of picks. Ooh, that's crazy.
The numbers game.
I think they got like 30 picks between now and 2026. No lie.
Every pick. If you could not come out, at least, but you couldn't come out like that, and then you was still bad, and then that owner and all general manager trash, but he wasn't because he had 30 picks. So you know you had at least 30 picks like that, man. They're going to pop. Something's going to pop. Like, come on. It just took a minute, but
And of course, you know, Chet Holmgren came back, you know, after his season-ending injury last year, man, and still pick up where he left off. And of course, you know, the Warriors, you know, the standard for so long, they can't even get to the playoffs.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? It's a new era type of deal.
It feels like it, Ronaldo. It feels like it, and I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm absolutely here for it. It feels like, you know, a new era. And basketball is really coming up because, again, Oklahoma City, you know, has really built this thing up real good. Shit, Minnesota, you know, is really doing it. Minnesota could sweep. Did we think that it was possible that Minnesota, we talked about Minnesota possibly sweeping the Denver Nuggets in their series?
Putting the ass
they got to win game three. If they can win, Well, that's
I'm not throwing Gerald the Nuggets now, but I'm saying, though, it's a possibility because Denver hasn't solved that puzzle yet.
Yep, and those next two games are going to be at Minnesota. I mean, it's possible.
You make me believe that statement is true after watching that last game where they shut them down defensively and they didn't have a defensive player of the year playing at the same time. Like, how you still, without defensive player of the year playing, still lock their ass down? Yeah, Jamal Murray mad throwing heating pads on the floor.
and we'll talk about Gobert later on.
Belt to ass. I get even without Gobert, like you said, Minnesota put a belt to ass to Denver.
They did.
20 points, man. Like that makes no sense. That's what they really doing. So that's why I believe your statement that they can sweep them. They, you know what I'm saying? They really put that pressure to their neck,
Denver got to bring that A game for game three. It's a must win.
And again, we say this is a new era, man. We definitely got to give it to them, man. I think it's official. Even though, again, we're not saying that he's totally, you know, that he's totally got there. But you know what, y'all, we definitely know who else has next too, man. AE, aka Ant-Man is officially arrived. But you know what? I really didn't pay attention to Ant-Man like that, like you said, until last year's FIBA, you know, FIBA run last year, B. That's when I was okay, this kid's got something.
Oh, yeah, that man Kermit Wilkes, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Everybody knows that reference. I fucks with you.
Yeah.
He's Kermit Wilkes.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely, I'm definitely going to like him in the – in the Summer Olympics. So,
man, oh yeah, I think Ant-Man should be. I think Ant-Man definitely should start in
oh yeah
games.
Oh yeah,
I mean he impressed the shit out of Kevin Durant in the last series. So you know what I mean? You're like.
Mm-hmm.
Then, hey, you got next, my guy. Like, that's why, like, that was another thing, like, me telling, all right, he's passing the torch. Like, Kevin Durant's like, you got it now, man. So, like, oh, okay, this is where is that now? Like, we're actually officially going to the next phase and things now because, you know, I mean, LeBron's got, what, a couple more years, if not, you know what I'm saying? Wait, I guess waiting on his son. But, like, that's it. And LeBron's still playing good. So, it's like, that's another crazy part about that whole thing. But it's the year of, like, you know, Joker doing his thing. He got the MVP again, third time in 4 years, which is wild. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Shaq said, you know what? You are the best player, but SGA should have got that MVP award player.
That too. I can see that too, because hell, it's going to be a lot of arguments made out of it, because he could have got it Joker could have got it last year if it wasn't for, you know, award taking it from him. So it was like, it would have been way more. It's interesting the conversation he's always in it. So it's like I'm hearing like it was a cool conversation on one of the sports podcasts earlier where they were saying that's it. You ain't gonna get no more MVPs, Joker. That's enough. He's got three already back to back to back. So you good. Like we're not even gonna give it to you anymore. Now let's just go ahead and move on to the next person. But he's gonna keep putting up numbers like that, so it's gonna be interesting to see where it goes in the next year. And if he doesn't, you know, he don't do anything with the series, then you know they're gonna kind of look at him crazy too. Like MVP couldn't even take out the Timberwolves, so it could be interesting.
Yeah, like I said again, and that game too. That's like Brandon said, man. That's the game. That game three is the one that I'm looking for. But it's not gonna be until tomorrow, so Friday should be, you know, definitely fun. For a day, you know, and of course we already talked about it, man. The Celtics and Cavaliers played earlier, and the Cavaliers, you know, put belt to ass to them in their place. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, I was wondering when it was gonna, because like I was saying earlier too, like Boston's been really skipping their way into these finals, looking like. But that was that one little misstep right there. But hey,
yeah, but of course I think Porzingis. I'm about to say, I don't know if Porzingis played that. If Porzingis didn't play, man, then okay, maybe I would have saw it though. But still, again, they were Cleveland, you know, the first game. And all of a sudden, they just.
It was making it look evil. Now, but hey, you know, look at, I'm liking the other series too right now, Pacers and the Knicks. Like, the Knicks, look at New York. Look at those Knickerbockers.
Boy, I know, Lloyd, a friend of the show, we absolutely love. Absolutely love it. What he says.
Static right now.
We actually need to get him on and let him talk. Because I know Lloyd is absolutely loving what he's seeing from his Knicks right now. I think you're going to see a bigger Knicks fan than Lloyd Clark.
Look, man, we definitely need to bring him on for the next, especially if they're going moving on to the next thing.
Easter Con. Oh yeah, if they move. Oh, it looks like they are, man. Again, they're up 3-0 on the Pacers. They should finish those boys off.
Man, you talking about. You talking about a city that is about to start acting like 50 Cent and Nas, and you're gonna have Fabulous, and you're gonna have New York acting like they back again. It's like, okay, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like they about to go cam. You know what I'm saying? You know how New York was when they had that run for a good minute. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't stop listening to them. So
exactly, that's what I'm about to say, man. That's also what I'm about to be like. New York about to wake up, man, with the Knicks.
Man, you talking
hold on. The Knicks are doing this. The Yankees are in second place currently in the AL East.
Come on, man. Come on. And then you know what I'm saying? A-Rod coming back for the Jets. You're about to be on their own world right now, boy. You can't tell them nothing.
And also not to mention damn. Not to mention them, you know, another guy again coming up, man, Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is becoming a star right in front of our eyes.
He really is, man. I'm loving what I watch on his games and the highlights I'm seeing. So like, he is him. So you know what I'm saying? He deserves the moniker of he is him. Like he's shutting shit down in games. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, he's putting up 40 points when he need to. So like, you know what I'm saying, off the whim. So man, the man got it. So and DiVincenzo, you know what I'm saying, got his light, you know what I'm saying, he got his fade going on, but it's not as good. But you know what I'm saying? Doing a little song. you gotta go to whoever barber that Bron went to, but you know what I'm saying? He's doing a little something. Like that whole squad, and you know, Tibbs is gonna try to do it this time again, so
Thibodeau.
Yeah, man. Thibodeau's gonna be like, yeah, we here. We're like, okay. Took him some teams to do it, but he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, it's been really good. It's been a fun. I got my interest again for finals because past finals are like, okay. You could tell it's getting ready. The old regime was getting ready to leave because they wasn't really impressing me no more like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, cool. LeBron, awesome. But you know, LeBron wasn't going nowhere really that far. Like I feel like he's in a circle now. Like he's in this little stage where he's just in a loophole where he's getting to one spot and that's it. And now, you know, he's back to square one. Gotta find him a coach and figure out what's gonna happen again. So, and it's the Lakers, so you know what I'm saying? Who wants to coach the Lakers? Nobody.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Then he can go out there and find, you know what I'm saying? Phil ain't gonna do it, so you know what I'm saying? Nobody ain't now want Phil. So you know, cut that bridge off.
Phil is doing on a chill in on his ranch in Montana. He ain't worried about y'all because
that's it. He gave y'all his chance and that was it.
That was it.
That ain't never gonna happen again. So really the options for LeBron is slim to none. Like he might as well coach the team himself.
Bro, that's what Byron. I was just about to say. Byron Scott pretty much said the same thing. Even though Byron Scott was shading LeBron throughout this thing, he was like, you know, he's making all the decisions for the team. Hey, you might as well coach him.
He might as well. Just make it different. Make it a different experience, man. Let this be the first time. Let him coach. LeBron is the coach of the team, head coach and player. He's going to sit down, drop the play, and go out. Might as well, because ain't. If it's not, it's going to be the same thing over and over. That's the definition of insanity, really.
Pretty much, yeah. Honestly, as much as it seemed like, you know, it was a good thing, you know, for players to have more, say in their careers and saying how, you know, the team's running and everything, it's pretty much become a double-edged sword. Because like I said, man, we want to keep it funky, man. Like LeBron has definitely overexerted his powers on most of the organization he's been on, and more times than not, it's proven to not been a good idea. You know, again, it's like there's a reason why there's a general manager and a coach, and you picking a team. Again, we're seeing why stars can't be, at least they usually don't make good coaches or good general managers. Because they can't see anything outside of their own, you know, greatness. I mean, look at Michael Jordan. I mean, I got a Michael Jordan shirt, man. But again, he can't run a franchise, and he can't put together a team worth shit.
That man had to sell that bitch. He like, you know what?
Exactly. He had to sell. He had to sell, motherfucker.
Right. Y'all can have it.
He had to sell. He had to sell him at all, though. Exactly, man. And honestly, that's one of the things I will push against, you know, people who are saying that, you know, super teams are to blame for the downfall of the NBA. I think, again, for better or worse, I mean, some people who, you know, bro, I could get exactly why, you know, some will be mad at, you know, I don't even call it player empowerment. Just, you know, again, maybe the outside, you know, voices or outside power that players have gotten this past decade plus or so. You know, players, you know, not playing, you know, entire seasons, man. You got guys who literally, you know, just got, again, guys who literally, again, load management, you know, like I said, folks paying good hard-earned money to go see these games, go see these stars. And, you know, when they come in, you know, come in from the road, they're on the bench. They're on the bench chilling. Kiki can get up, you know, with Kiki can help with the equipment manager and the assistants.
Yeah. That's true.
So yeah, so I think a lot of those things I think has really turned off. And again, I don't blame him because again, you know it's a bad thing when NBA had to implement a game minimum for award for postseason awards now.
As they should. I mean, yeah.
It's gonna change now once these older stars start moving out. Because young stars gonna be like, I'm about to play. I'm gonna play every game now. Like
that's what Ant-Man said. I think that's probably one reason why so many people, you know, feel Ant-Man. Ant-Man said it. Ant-Man said, yeah, I'm gonna play these games.
Playing every game.
What are you talking about?
I'm playing. Right. Load management where? You know what I'm saying? Speaking of load management, I feel like it's time for Kawhi to go ahead and do something, man. Like, he got to go. Like,
yeah, hey. I'm gonna appreciate his services this summer at the Olympics, though. But yeah, he might have to go
if he could be healthy.
That
same,
too.
Same thing with Embiid.
Damn, yeah. Well,
and if he can be healthy with Kawhi for 6 years.
Well, they got a long. They got a couple of months now for them to rest. You know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Especially. Yep. Yeah. Both Embiid and Kawhi have a good time.
Eat healthy, have fun in Cancun. You know, as a day, you got to step it up.
Yep.
I don't even know.
The same for LeBron too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same and Steph.
Steph be all right. Steph just gotta let him shoot.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the more and more you say, like I have been kind of almost poo pooing on the old guard like that, but I'm gonna be excited to see them playing for the USA though.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Oh, yes.
Play. These they can, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they can show up for the USA. They're playing like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like whatever. Like, okay. Then it's really gonna confirm, like, all right, damn, like our old heroes are gone now. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. What is this? Why can't y'all play? Y'all can't beat Lithuania? What's going on?
Yeah, they'll beat Lithuania.
Why?
It's just it's just France and the damn Canada's that might give the U.S. some trouble. And Serbia. Oh,
that's exactly why I said MB's the key. You know what I'm saying? Again, we'll talk about this more leading up to the Olympics. Because y'all remember the last time the Olympics were here, we gave y'all that good coverage too. So, you know, again, the first rounders, we cover it all. I don't know we covered all those. So, yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to preview, you know, U.S. men's basketball more close we get to it, though. But since we're talking about it now, that's why I think Embiid is an X factor. Again, you got a seven-footer who could shoot, like I said, a true space and pace seven-footer. You could take some of those bigs that, you know, Lithuania or, you know, or France had, because, you know, Wimby says he's playing for France, so we already said France is going to be a problem when Wimby said it. When Wimby decides he's going to play for him, man.
Yep.
Oops.
And Evan Fournier might become the truth when he plays for France.
Yes, that's the only time that man plays.
This man out there, this man out here looking like the Nacis when he in the NBA. Then now Nicholas Batum, then. What a name, Gobert. So, yeah.
Hey, man, that France USA ain't gonna be lit then.
And then I think that the dude that
is gonna be in Paris too.
Yep.
What?
Yes. On, and then I think the dude.
Yeah, crazy ass game.
Yeah. Then I think they got somebody that's gonna be projected to be number one draft pick. They're coming from France, so I think it's like Alexander or something. But yeah,
I mean, must see TV for real.
Oh, it's gonna be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's gonna be like. Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. What else we got for this NBA? That's pretty. Y'all pretty much said.
Yep.
All we had to say about it. Yeah. Yeah. I like the way that Orlando kind of pissed away that game on Sunday against Cleveland.
They should have won that game.
Orlando should have won that game.
Yeah, they should have. I was really disappointed in them too, man. Because Cleveland tanked so they could play Orlando, man, and it almost bit them in the ass.
Yes, indeed.
And they had their chance too. I mean, here you
go. Yes, they did. Absolutely had their chance.
Yeah. And somebody said they their Zach weakness one that kind of affected them because they wasn't consistent on scoring. And well, Bankero scored about, he scored about 20 something points in the first half, ended up with like 36 points in the game.
Bankero. You know what really hurt? Hurt them was Franz Wagner going, what, 1 of 15 that game?
Yeah. And then they were talking about how Cole Anthony, when he's in the game, that was in the this was the first half that they was playing, that they played, the Magic play was like up plus something margin. But every time he's on the bench and stuff, Cleveland does better. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny that Orlando just gave that game away to Cleveland because Orlando looked unstoppable at first. The first half until like the last 5 minutes of it,
they gave out of gas, man.
I thought they were gonna go into the locker room and figure that out, but nah, Cleveland just came back.
They went in that locker room and stayed in that locker room.
Yes, they did. But
a whole nother squad came out and like, you know what? The reserves just did that. Reserve energy.
Oh yeah, yep. I mean,
playoffs either though. So you know what I'm saying, like. You got folks that are like hardcore, you know, and stone cold killers out there. So,
yeah. And I like what the Cleveland Cavaliers got. I mean, Evan Mobley would look good in the Hawks jersey. I'm just saying, but I also think that dude from UConn would look really, really amazing in a Hawks jersey. But we're not gonna get him. But that's like another story right there.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother damn podcast.
Huh, that is.
Boy, y'all want to, boy.
That sounds like maybe we have an NBA draft lottery podcast episode again. You never know. But
it's a lot going on with the Hawks.
If I could just have just one random episode about the shit show that's going on with the Hawks.
Hey, we can always do that this summer.
Absolutely.
Just say when. We're gonna need some content over the summertime. Oh, yeah, before the Olympics.
You already know.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. It's craziness.
Yeah, it is.
We can do an episode one day with it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Oh yeah. But you know what else is dang crazy, man. First things first, shout out to Rudy Gobert on becoming a dad, but definitely not a shout out to Gilbert Arenas, man. This man said that Gobert should have not he should have been with the team instead of I don't know if it's his wife, girlfriend, side piece or not. I'm like, dude, you come on, Gilbert.
he said that kid will be here tomorrow. That kid will be here tomorrow when you get back. Gilbert Arenas is truly a on that fuck them kids
vibe, he really bro. Is you know.
he said that dude will be here tomorrow.
I wonder, does the kid say, hey dad, did you do that to me too?
That's all about the whole thing about it. Like, you got to put in the context of who said that.
Yeah.
Gilbert Arenas.
Right.
It's, yeah.
For him to even make a quote like that, after all the stuff that he's been in. Going through it.
And it makes me.
The industry of athletes getting a platform and just talking. Talk right out of their ass. It's just at an all time high, y'all. They just get these platforms to just say some of the wildest shit.
Yeah.
just to get people, you know, dialed in and get these clicks.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, man, is that what Javaris Crittenden must have said to him for him to get the guns out? But I mean,
it's funny, man. And it's also funny that it's also for. No, Rudy Gobert is never going to get any kind of. He's been the name of everything, man. Like it doesn't matter, man. He's been called out for everything. He's the most polarizing player too in the world because of all the stuff he went through.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Patient zero.
Man, shut down the NBA.
That was crazy, man.
No other player can say. Yeah. He's the person that shut the NBA down.
But man,
world down, really? He really shut the world down. Like Rudy Gobert, the man, and he's literally a defensive player. Like he shut the world down and he shut players down.
He definitely shut COVID down.
No, exactly. They shut COVID down. Right? Shut the NBA down. The only thing though, definitely good enough to shut the NBA down.
Yeah.
Shut the world down. Like I said, again, I think it's apropos for like you said, the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah. And he just got defensive player of the year. So you know.
Yep.
And they didn't even need him in that game against.
That's what we're saying. They didn't need him. They did not need him to put belt to ass to the Nuggets, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That definitely was a statement right there.
So for both of those polarizing players to have the conversation of what they have going on, especially with Gilbert and his crazy ass saying what he said, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You don't take your zero ass somewhere.
Right.
And your guns.
And not just guns.
And your guns too.
Oh, God.
And your guns too, my God.
Yeah. Like, let's not forget this man was doing his little, you know what I'm saying, before going out into the game.
Mm-hmm. In broad daylight. In broad daylight. In front of millions. In the team huddle. Pew, pew, pewing.
Come on, man. This man is a highlight reel, for real.
Yeah.
Talking about basketball plays.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. Yeah. But I got an honorable mention pin here, you know, before we wrap this thing up. You know, we don't never retire. You know, it's supposed to be like sports, but I just had to say this right here. Georgia State.
Bum, bum, bum. I knew it.
Woo! How the hell did y'all send out 1,500 applicants to the wrong person? Woo. It's like crazy.
I ain't gonna take no more except letters back.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing about it, bro.
Just like the movie. I don't know if you've seen that movie, Ronaldo. This movie called Accept It.
Yeah.
Acceptance is a click away, basically.
Didn't they school or something like that? Like,
say what now?
Didn't they make their own college or something?
Yeah, they made their own school. Yeah.
Hey, Georgia State is living that school just like it's just like the school to me.
Bruh.
1,500 accidental or accept. Hey man, you might as well accept them, yo.
Yeah.
You might as well accept them, bro. Like, again, that was on y'all. Yeah. That was on y'all, man.
You gotta go ahead, take that, eat that up and bring them on in.
Hey, bring them on in. Hey, that's more money for y'all. That's exactly what it is, man. That's more tuition. Some shit. Why not?
Bruh, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It isn't like y'all are Harvard.
Right,
Harvard.
Yuck! Yuck! Yuck!
If y'all don't know, Georgia State is the hood.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, De Niro. They definitely need it. What, man? Take them 1,500 kids.
Man, they got all them.
That y'all let down, bro.
They got all those Magic City dancers that go in there. They all right.
Yeah, you do got the sugar daddy's paying for them. So
yep.
Full ride and everything. They got a full ride.
Yeah.
But
I've seen BMF season 3. I've seen some of those strippers, those strippers actors on there. They go to Georgia State.
again, they're graduating this weekend, in fact.
all I want to say
are is, they?
All I'm saying is, something like that. So
yeah.
Kudos to y'all for trying what y'all doing. That's why we the real GSU and they're not. But
yeah, like I said, only school I can would consider the real GSU is Grambling State. That's the only school right there I would consider. So
yeah, ain't Georgia.
Yeah, I'm about to say Georgia again. Georgia Southern would never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring them students back in, man.
Yeah, bring them in, bro. Yeah, bring them in, Georgia State. You know, somebody from Georgia State listen to this podcast, man. So tell the president, man, bring them kids on in.
Might as well, because that's kind of messed up, for real.
That's very messed up.
It's very, yeah.
Got these kids thinking that they were, you know, coming into the school and them to come back and be like, we made a mistake. Our bad? No.
I bet you some of them was throwing some parties too, like, you know what I'm saying, nice little thing in the backyard.
Yep.
Ain't never know, man. They might have been the first person out their family that got us up in the college. You know?
They got a nice little hood barbecue, you know what I'm saying?
What is it? Decatur Street over there by that Walgreens? Yeah. That's a nice little spot to go to.
Come on, man. Get that email saying, oh, my bad. Never mind. We take that back.
They'll send the world email talking about you've been accepted.
What?
Don't even have their name on there. They just say dear future Panther.
Sorry.
All right, yeah. And I do agree with you, Gennaro. That is bad business that they said it was a mistake. I agree with you completely on that.
Yeah.
A mistake for them to claim themselves as the real GSU.
A mistake of them trying to front like a D1 school. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
Traffic downtown.
A mistake is a commuter school.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. City college.
Yeah. But
a commuter school, again, right in the middle of downtown Atlanta. You cannot tell where the campus begins and where the campus ends.
Yeah.
You could think you're on campus, but you're actually in underground.
Not even a good downtown part of Atlanta either. That's the thing.
No, exactly. Like, you're not in the hotel district.
Nah.
You're right.
In the more like the homeless district.
You will walk into underground and you're going to walk into Fulton County Jail.
Damn. Ooh. Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You walk right straight into it. Or you go to you can see the mayor's office. Talk to Andre.
Yeah,
there we go. Holler at Andre right quick.
Yeah. I don't want to holler at the DAs over there, but you know.
Well,
but that's another story. And you know what? We're out of time, guys. So, you know, this was a great show. You guys
got a great show. Yeah, bro.
Got a shout out before, like a Georgia State person probably get mad and like reports us to Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, man, we gave Georgia State a lot of time tonight. So
exactly, bro. This is the most time we ever give Georgia State on this podcast. So.
Yeah.
How do you appreciate this?
They should love this. They should be thanking us. Yeah.
Right.
They should be shouting us out.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Nah. I'll definitely give you guys a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we had a great episode tonight. So shout out to everybody that was been in the chats. De Niro, B, Ryan, Richard. You know what I'm saying?
Richard too, yeah.
And everybody that was on, that was in tonight, man, that was tapping in. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate everybody that was also tuning in too. Like I said, good episode tonight, man. I enjoyed it. Can't wait to catch it up into some new episodes. If anything, man, super shout out to Mother Sucking X-Man 97. Best show out. Hands down.
Nothing to touch. That should have been the title of the show, right, though.
Yeah, it could have been. That could have been a title. Yeah, could have been.
Shout out to you, De Niro. I'm gonna eat it right here, just like because.
We're renaming it. You did get accepted, but yeah. Like I said, man. Shout out to you guys, everybody. Shout out to again, X-Men 97. That's all I'm gonna say. X-Men 97, hands down best show ever. And it gets
absolutely. I read somebody, I think it was an Instagram or thread said that, you know, how can every episode of X-Men 97 be the best episode ever? I was like, yeah, that's how they cook it out here.
I literally started that show thinking like, oh man, I'm gonna go back on my childhood. This is an awesome show I used to watch as a kid. Yay, la-di-da-di-da-di. Episode 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, like god damn,
bang bangers,
yeah,
bangers, so, bro. Like, again, y'all. If y'all familiar with the comics, like I said, you'll definitely see why Bo DeMaio said, check out Fatal Attractions.
Man, come on,
check out Fatal, bro. That end, bro. I wasn't ready for that ending. I wasn't ready for the ending, y'all. Bro,
come on, man. Like,
I wasn't ready for the ending.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So you know what I'm saying. Just pleasantly surprised on what that is, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So yeah, they definitely deserve to give a big shout out. You know, shout out to the squad, the first rounders, man. I said Naldo, B. Willingham. Unfortunately, good old Corporal Rivers had to bow out. If I had to guess, man, he's probably got a handhold some more soldiers, man. But anyway, He's doing his thing. So he's doing his thing, man. At least he was able to join us, you know, for the first hour or so. So
they might have been, hey, they might have got us up to Georgia State, and he probably had to talk to them about that while they didn't get accepted.
Huh? You're right. You're absolutely right about that, B. Absolutely. But shout out to everybody again that joined us, man. You know, the usual suspects, you know, Brian, De Niro, Richard, man. And so y'all kept the chat live. We appreciate it. Appreciate everybody, you know, who's going to check us out, in the archives, because, you know, we do have archives.
Yes,
and we do have previous shows. So you can definitely do that. If you can't catch us live, you can definitely catch us, you know, on the replay. So we got to like that. And of course, feedback, good, bad, indifferent. We're going to take it all. We're going to make it a better show. And as always, appreciate y'all tapping in with us tonight. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all chose to be with us. And we do appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I got to send out a good get well soon to our boy Jesse, man. Jesse had a little procedure done right now. So, you know, be praying for you, my man. And, you know, just shout out to you guys, man. I know it was a great show that you had a couple weeks ago with the draft. And
appreciate it.
And I know we kept saying it and saying it, but next Thursday, three year anniversary show. It's just gonna be like a reflection show. We might talk about some new upcoming stuff, but it's gonna be heavily more on some of my greatest moments. So, you know, this could have been the greatest moment, you know. But it's gonna be a fun show, you know. Make sure you all check it out. I ain't got too much to say, and happy early birthday to my daughter Reagan, who's turning two.
This
Sunday.
Two.
Happy early Mother's Day.
Yeah.
To my mom.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom and to my wife. You know.
For sure.
Yeah.
All the moms out there listening to the pod, for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'll be shocked that my mom is listening to it right now.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, what?
Yeah. But on that note, I ain't got anything else to say. Listeners, y'all have a good night, and, you know, peace out. You know.
Yes, sir.
Deuces.
Meditate, sell the things that I cannot change. Like I never sell my ass or my soul for fame. I'm so player, pimp tight, real kosher. I'm debonair, don't need no deal.